The Righteous and the Wicked. We'll begin this portion with Ezekiel chapter 18. The word of the Lord came to me again, saying, "What mean you that you use this proverb concerning the land of Israel, saying, 'The fathers have eaten sour grapes, and the children's teeth are set on edge'? As I live, says the Lord God, you shall not have occasion anymore to use this proverb in Israel. Behold, all souls are mine. As the soul of the father, so also the soul of the son is mine. The soul that sins, it shall die. But if a man be just, and do that which is lawful and right, and has not eaten upon the mountains, which is worshiping idols, neither has lifted up his eyes in the idols of the house of Israel, neither has defiled his neighbor's wife, neither has come near to a menstruous woman, and has not oppressed any, just as restored, but has restored to the debtor his pledge, has spoiled none by violence, has given his bread to the hungry, and has covered the naked with a garment. He that has not given forth upon usury, neither has taken any increases, that has withdrawn his hand from iniquity, has executed true judgment between man and man, has walked in my statutes, and has kept my judgments to deal truly, he is just, he shall surely live, says the Lord God. If father and son, that is a robber, a shedder of blood, and that does the like to any one of these things, and that does not any of those duties, but even has eaten upon the mountains, and has defiled his neighbor's wife, has oppressed the poor and needy, has spoiled by violence, has not restored the pledge, and has lifted up his eyes to the idols, has committed abomination, has given forth upon usury, and has taken increase, shall he then live? He shall not live. He shall not live. He has done all these abominations. He shall surely die. His blood shall be upon him. Now, lo, if he fathers a son that sees all his father's sins which he has done, and considers and does not such like, that he is not eaten upon the mountains, neither has lifted up his eyes to the idols of the house of Israel, has not defiled his neighbor's wife, neither has oppressed any, has not withheld the pledge, neither has spoiled by violence, but has given his bread to the hungry, and has covered the naked with a garment, that has taken off his hand from the poor, that has not received usury, nor increase, has executed my judgments, has walked in my statutes, he shall not die for the iniquity of his father, he shall surely live. As for the father, because he cruelly oppressed and spoiled his brother by violence, and did that which is not good among his people, lo, even he shall die in his iniquity. Yet you say, why? Does not the son bear the iniquity of the father? When the son has done that which is lawful and right, and has kept all my statutes and has done them, he shall surely live. The soul that sins, it shall die. The son that shall not bear the iniquity of his, of the, excuse me, of the father, neither shall the father bear the iniquity of the son. The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon him, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon him." Now I'm going to stop there, because three times the Lord has spoken about this is what righteousness is. This is what the wicked is. And that you shall bear the judgments for your own, the father for his, and the son for his, for their own sins and iniquity. That there are no burden bearers in this, and that they shall die. These kind of abominations, and we don't know them. They're common in our culture. Cause death. Gee, you think a lot of people are dying lately? You think a lot more are going to die? Yes, they are. Now, the second part gets into the wicked and the righteous. And I'm just going to take a little break here. This will be segment one, the wicked and the righteous.